Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
No Landry, no Lopez, but you got your boy Figgy here, the best in the world. What he do?
Yes, sir.
Brandon Scott here from SportsRadio610.com. Joined by Ryan Rocket. It's a Black Friday edition of In the Loop. Unlike anything you ever heard before. That's right. First time might be the last time. Savor it. Enjoy yeah. it. When it's over with, let me tell y'all, when it's over with, get on that Odyssey app and hit the rewind function. You got the next 24 hours to be able to do that. Obviously, this will be podcasted on the In the Loop page, but you're going to want to savor this moment, man.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be too many like it, more than likely. But, fellas, right now, we got two rebuilds happening on the Houston pro sports scene. Like I mentioned before, one on Kirby, one downtown. It's happening with the, with the Texans, happening with the Rockets. And they both have, like I said, Stephen Silas is in his second year, but he still feels like a first-year head coach. It's almost like last year almost didn't happen, except it did.
Yeah.
And so you got that. You got David Culley as his, in his first year as a head coach. Waited a long time for the opportunity. Finally got his opportunity. And it's rough right now. Like, just to put it blunt, it looks bad. It is ugly. And I'm not really sure which one has it worse, which one I feel worse for, or if I even feel bad for either of them because they're being paid handsomely. And it is a hell of an opportunity, but it's a predicament right now. And so right now we've got Kim Davis, the Chalk Talk, on the line with us. And I want to bring her in to have this conversation because Kim, if y'all don't know, has been doing this for years, has been doing this a long time, and is one of the more plugged in folks that you'll find in this city, not just in sports, but just period, like one of the more informed media people, period, that you'll find in the city. So I am glad to be joined by Kim Davis. Kim, how you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I am super excited. And guess what? This is the first time I've ever been on a radio program on Sports Radio 610.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
Okay.
You got yeah. that. Damn. Hey, so
probably, yeah.
Hey, so when I tell y'all, when I tell the audience that this is a Black Friday edition of In the Loop, and I bring on Kim Davis, a legend here, by the way, and she says this is the first time she's been on the air. Like, we're not playing with y'all. We're doing some historic stuff here.
This is actually shocking, man. I'm actually shocked.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Somebody that is as informed and knowledgeable as Kim has never been on the air on this
sports
station.
Radio system, man.
Yeah. So y'all enjoy this. Look,
hey,
Kim.
But I'm here now. I'm here now.
You're here now. So Kim, we're talking about these rebuilds, and let's start with David Culley. I know that you are at, you know, I'm sure you're going to be at NRG Stadium today. You might even be there now for all I know. And, of course.
Yeah, just finished talking to him.
First of all, what has been your impression of Culley so far? What has stood out to you about him as a coach? And I guess just the way that this season has gone for the 2021 Texans.
Well, you know, I know there's a lot you can criticize about David Culley, if you want to. I like the fact that it's the basics. He's respectful. You know what I mean? I think he shares and gives information that he can. Sometimes he may tell a little more than maybe he should. And I think he's in a very difficult predicament. And I also cover the last guy, who is not respectful and decent. So I appreciate that on a personal level about David Culley. But in terms of what we get from him in coaching, I mean, he walks into a situation that we all know is just really difficult in terms of really kind of tumultuous, you know? And I think he's navigated that as well as he could. I mean, I guess maybe it'd be good. Some people say he should just get mad and yell and scream. That's clearly not who he is. So I think he's being himself. He's bringing who he is to this situation, and without a lot of tools to work with. And that's really all I have on that in terms of. It is what it is.
Yeah. So Kim Davis of Chalk Talk joining us on Sports Radio 610 in the Loop Black Friday edition. Kim, let's focus real quick on the young players, because we've been having a conversation about tanking here, and I've been loudly and adamantly anti-tanking today and forevermore. But the reality of the situation is that the Texans are bad enough to where they don't have to intentionally lose. Just where they are in this current situation is just what it is what it is, as you kind of just said about David Culley. And I know in the loop, the normal in the loop lineup with Landry and Lopez don't like that term. But guys, and I've been texting this in when they do this, sometimes, guys, it is what it is. I find it to sometimes be a very profound statement. But but Kim, where are you right now with the young players? Is there a young player that stands out to you? Is there something that the Texans are doing developmentally that either you are approve of or disapprove of? Like where are you at with the young players? Obviously, we saw that Lonnie Johnson Jr. got switched back to positions. The 2019 draft class seems like a complete disaster. Where are you at right now with the developmental stage of this team?
Oh, yeah, that was Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. Okay, first of all, let me just say this. I am always anti-tanking. It doesn't work in the NFL, and I would challenge anybody to tell me when tanking has worked and your team has been good right away. It doesn't. And especially, I mean, really then you're talking about a culture, like not just the buzzword, but so it doesn't work. I don't think players tank, right, because they're all trying to get a job, and I don't think coaches tank. There's some young players that you think probably have some talent. I want to talk about Lonnie Johnson pretty quickly. I mean, he hasn't looked great, but he's been moved around a lot, right? Like corner, safety, back to corner. And I think you got to put him a place and let him learn the position and play it to determine whether he can play in this league. You know, I don't. The Lonnie thing is a little concerning because they've just kind of juggled him around a lot. I know it's easy to kind of get riled up about him because of how he is online. I don't really care how players are online. What I'm interested in is how are you on the field. But a young player, you obviously you like what you see from a Roy Lopez, right? I like what you see from him. What you see from, I don't know, about real young, Jonathan Greenard. I mean, I think obviously he's stepped up and played well in a big way. We've seen the 2020 second round pick, Blacklock. Blacklock. I mean, I like what I see from him. I mean, you know, obviously COVID and that situation, that didn't work. He didn't do well in that environment, which a lot of players didn't. No real training camp as a rookie. And then being with the organization where that regime didn't really believe rookies could contribute right away. So, I mean, there's some players, and there are probably more players on defense that are young that I've seen that, like, okay, maybe there's some hope. But then we go back to an announcement about a week ago that you're turning the quarterback into a tight end. Like, why? Like, I was listening to Show and Clint, and Show, like, had a meltdown.
Yep.
And I was driving, and I felt all of that because I was like, yeah, what kind of move is that? I mean, and then you guys announce it and tell people, why is this a thing? Like, what's happening in a season where you're trying to get wins, where you're thinking by 10 weeks in, you know what? He probably has a future as a tight end. So that concerns me about the developmental piece. It gives me reason to pause. I'm not sold yet on the management of this current regime that they can do what it takes to rebuild. I don't know yet. I don't know if all the things that Nick did last year, to me, I don't see it yet, but I mean, it's early. A lot of work doesn't mean it's productive. So I don't feel real confident about it. Let's say that.
Okay, so Kim, I want to switch gears to the Rockets.
Okay.
Obviously, they got their first win. They broke the losing streak a couple days ago. And I feel like a lot of fans didn't expect the Rockets to be this bad. And, you know, rumblings are starting to, you know, go around about Steven Silas' job. So what do you think the problem is with this Rockets team at this moment? Is it Steven Silas? Do you think he needs to be fired, or you think this team is just too young, or what do you think the issue is?
Yeah, so I don't think it's Steven Silas. And I know we hear that, oh, they're young. But they're young. They've got four teenagers. And I was looking at something, and I mentioned it about 2 weeks ago. The year, and that may have been like 2008, you had Russell Westbrook in OKC. You had Kevin Durant and Serge Ibaka and whoever else was there. And that team started 1-17. They were 3-30 in their first 33 games. Like, you, maturity and experience matters. Like, it really does matter. And so I'm not saying that Steven Silas is doing everything perfectly, because sometimes I wonder about the rotation, but I don't think he's a problem. You know, one game they got it. Like, okay, I know where I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm supposed to be here on the floor. And I'm doing these things. And then the next game they don't. I don't know that that's coaching. There's an execution issue. And I think one of the things, guys, when you have young players and you have so many, like, there's something to be said for learning how to be a pro in the NBA. It's a whole different world. Like, traveling, road trips, all of that. There's a lot that they're having to adjust to. And this isn't making excuses for them, because it doesn't matter how much you're compensated. If you don't have experience, you don't have experience. You know, you just got to get it. And his veterans, you know, they are come and go. They're just inconsistent. Sometimes you get something from Eric Gordon. Sometimes you don't. You had a great game from Daniel House the other night. Amazing. Then he may not show up for a few weeks. I don't know that that's coaching, because that was Daniel House before Steven Silas. So to answer your question, I don't think the problem is Steven Silas. I do think it is youth. And I think he needs a veteran on the court to help them grow. Like, I like when I see DJ Augustine at the point. I like that.
John Wall.
John Wall. Yeah. So, look, and I think that the game against the Bulls the other night was indicative of what this team can be when they're running sets, when they're playing hard, when they're taking good shots. When the rotations look a little bit better and there's some floor spacing and they're able to do some things that that you want to see your basketball team do. Look, y'all, that is Kim Davis of Chalk Talk. Y'all make sure y'all follow Kim Davis. Kim, where can they find y'all real quick?
You can follow me, Kim Y. Davis. As some people call me, it's Kimmy Davis. It's Kim Y. Davis. But you can follow me there everywhere, or you can follow me on YouTube and Facebook at Chalk Talk. And I got to connect with you guys, because I got some –
I was going
to
mention that. Look, I'm as soon as I get the opportunity, Kim, I'm coming for my sweet potato pie. You already told me I could have it, so I'm coming for it. I'm ready for it. So as soon as I see you, I'm coming for that.
I got you. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on today. Enjoy the rest of it, and I'm going to be listening. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. There it is. That is Kim Davis, the Chalk Talk. Look, y'all, there is one thing that the Texans are doing well this season. Like, you got to get credit where it's due. And there is one thing that they are doing well this season, but how sustainable is it? We'll tell you about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.